People, great listeners, wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from Radio Biafra here in London on this day, the 15th of June in the year of our Lord 2013. I'm Onnamdi Kanu, your host, and I'm delighted to say that we have Dr. Chukwuma Egemba with us today, as well as Chukwune Ebunyeze. Wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you. We're saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, as usual, even good night to some people, because this is your radio station and listened to in every country of the world. We do very seriously apologize to one or two people that said that the reception was intermittent yesterday. I believe we have resolved it. But every caller we took, both from Ghana, from the zoo called Nigeria, and any other part of the world, was very clear. But we got a message saying that one or two people, that their reception was slightly intermittent. We do apologize for that. We are working round the clock to make sure that everything is okay. We are welcoming you wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. Please tell your friends and your family. Do not keep it to yourself. We know that some people are frightened of the word Biafra. They are terrified. They are scared. They want to hide in the toilets to even listen to Radio Biafra on their iPad or their iPhones. We are receiving report that some people are hiding from their children, hiding from their wives, running away into the bathroom to go and listen to Radio Biafra. They are terrified to let other people know that they are listening to the voice that will liberate them from bondage. That is a very sad situation. We are asking you this evening to be bold, to come out openly to claim what is rightfully yours, to claim the freedom that God himself handed over to your ancestors many, many centuries ago. That this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you live and direct from London this evening. And please, you know how to call us, you know how to get us, you know how to interact with us. All the platforms are open. You can text us, you can call, you can Skype in, you can even Skype text as well. All the details are on the front screen of your system that you're looking at right now. Please look at it very closely. You should be able to see it. If you want to call us, you should start calling us round about 7:30 this evening. We want to hear from you and your state of preparedness. We need to hasten things up. We need to start moving very quickly, because every day things are getting worse in Biafra land. Every day things are getting even I won't use the word bad because it's not in English language. It's not correct. But things are very, very bad, and we want to correct it as quickly as possible. The more we allow it to fester, the more the work, the more the scale of the task that will have to be undertaken in order for us to rectify it. So we are welcoming you. We are saying thank you for joining us this evening, and please do tell your friends, do tell your family, even tell our enemies. If you have friends who are Yorubas and Hausas, especially even the fundamentalist aspect of the Islamic people living in the north, please tell them to listen to Radio Biafra. Perhaps we may be able to reform their mind. Perhaps we may be able to enlighten and educate them sufficiently for them to understand that there is no mileage in killing Igbo people, in killing Christians in northern parts of Nigeria. We welcome the insurgency of Boko Haram insofar as it is to establish the state of Islam in the north. If they want to establish an Islamic caliphate, it is their God-given right to do so. We are not stopping them, but please stop the indiscriminate and wanton killing of our people. Please, 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 if you know anything untoward happening around you, do contact Radio Biafra. The number, once again, is on the screen. You cannot miss it. Go to your screen. You should be able to see Radio Biafra details. And please do get in touch with us. We are grateful for all the people, for everyone who has contacted Radio Biafra, for everybody who has resumed their pledge, for everybody that continues to support Radio Biafra in the work that we are doing, for all those who recognize that what we are doing is paramount, it is important, and we do require help and assistance. To all of you who acknowledge and to recognize that, we are saying thank you very, very much for all the wonderful work that you're doing, all your wonderful effort. I'm also, I will give it to you that anyway, when we go to bring you the update that we have. But before I proceed to bring you the headlines this evening, which is packed, go to the Facebook and see what we're going to be dealing with. Click on the topic on your screen. You see the topic we are discussing this evening. We have sorted it out and we are now refreshing our topics every day. Go there and click on it and you will see the abomination happening where we come from. If you go to Facebook page of Radio Biafra, Radio Biafra London, you will see what we are trying to bring you this evening. And the principal news we are bringing this evening is about Ezu River. Things are happening that you would not believe. If you dreamt about this and they tell you you are having a dream, you will say perhaps yes. But this is not a dream. It is happening before our own eyes. It is happening within our earshot. What is happening where we come from, words cannot describe it. But before I go and bring you this damning, shocking, debilitating, weakening headline, let me go to Dr. Chukwuma Egemba and also Chukwuma Ebenezer to say hello to you. Please, gentlemen, say hello to our wonderful listeners all over the world.
Hello, fellow listeners all over the world. Good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. And please, Chukwuma Ebenezer.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. You are all welcome to today's edition of Radio Biafra. The feedback and then your comments will be appreciated.
Thank you very much. We want, as Eba said, we want people's comments on air this evening. The number to call, as always, is +44 78 31 30 8 376. I'll repeat that. +44, which is the UK code, 78 31 30 8 376. If you want to join us on Skype, it is Radio Biafra. That is how you can join us on Skype. We must make a very quick announcement before we go to bring you the headlines and the analysis that follows from Chukwuma Ebenezer and also Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. That the gentleman who's been calling us from Malaysia yesterday have stopped calling us. The reason why we asked him not to call Radio Biafra again, we must make this abundantly clear, is that he called us nothing less than 68 times. That is almost a whole hour, taking up our time, calling us every single minute, stopping other people from getting through. We warned him by sending him a message to say, please stop clogging up the line. There are callers coming in. He refused and he kept doing the same thing. And the worst part of it is, when he calls and I pick up his call, he will drop it. He will call again. I'll answer for him to speak. He will drop it. And these are people that are live on air. We are not here to waste anybody's time. Time is very precious for our listeners, whom we value, who have, some are waking up, even around Malaysia itself, 2 a.m. in the morning to listen to Radio Biafra. If they want to get through via Skype, we should be able to make that particular platform available to them, not to have people clog it up. If you call once or twice and you can't get through, please stay where you are. We will call you back, please, to avoid this problem and any misunderstanding from happening in the future. It's not that we are harsh. We don't want anything that will take us away from what we are doing. We want to accommodate as many calls as possible anytime we are on the air. Thank you for your understanding. We will now proceed to bring you the headlines this evening. which will say if you're wearing a seat belt, you better tighten it. If you're sitting down on the bed, I don't know, you hold on to your partner very, very hard. If there is no partner around you, you hold on to the bed frame, because this is the headline we're bringing you this evening. It's unbelievable, but it is true. It is a fact being reported by news media all across the zoo called Nigeria. A lot of them reported this many days ago, but because of the explosive nature of this news, they have not been able to reveal it. But today we are bringing it to your attention that an Igbo group, a group has been formed. Who formed them, only God in heaven knows. An Igbo group is now, listen to this very carefully, an Igbo group is apologizing to Nigerian police over the alleged killing of MASOP members. Their bodies were dumped in Ezu River. A group calling themselves an Igbo group is apologizing to Nigerian police that killed us and dumped us in Ezu River. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. That's the principal headline we're bringing you this evening. We are also bringing you news that President Goodluck Jonathan is an avid listener of Radio Biafra. He listens to Radio Biafra. We give him credit for that, because even now he's beginning to use our words to describe the mess Nigeria is in. Jonathan is telling us that the reason for the high rate of crime in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria is because of a deterioration in the value system of the country. The word value system, if you check every Nigerian newspaper that you like from now till the past 3 years, you will not see value system in there as a word or as a phrase. That word is associated with Radio Biafra analysis. That goes to show that what we are telling these people, what we are educating them on, is actually sinking in and they're taking it on board. Ezu River is another example. P2B has reacted to Ezu River, but we'll tackle him head on this evening. Him and all his cronies, all the criminals using the name of Biafra to steal, we are exposing them one after the other this evening, because this is Radio Biafra. Everything you hear here is the truth. Everything we tell you is the correct story. Every report you receive from Radio Biafra is factually correct. If you don't believe it now, if it sounds so fantastic, in a few days' time you will hear it from the people it affected when we told you that Ebonyi State was gone, that Muslims have taken over Ali, but people said it wasn't true. Now, the Senate chairman on police affairs, Senator Nwagu, is now reporting the same thing from Ebonyi, because his own village has been taken over by Hausa Fulani people. And what are we going to do about it? That is why we are on air. That is why we are Radio Biafra. That is why we are articulating everything we can, every idea, every thought, to make sure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. This evening, we will tell you why it is important to remain truthful if you are in freedom fighting, because any deviation will be capitalized upon by your enemies to discredit, to derail, to misinform, to bastardize what you're doing. And we don't want that to happen to our people, because we have lost so many people already and we don't want to go on losing more. Britain, we are reporting this evening, is going to suspend aid to Nigeria. We told you that Radio Biafra is making waves. When we say something on Radio Biafra, important people listen. Our people may not listen, but those that matter listen. As of today, we are reporting, following Radio Biafra consistent and persistent analysis of the basket case that is Nigeria, Britain is going to suspend their aid to Nigeria until things improve, especially given the fact that they have been looking for an excuse. They are now using the gay issue as an excuse to withdraw aid from Nigeria. These are our main headlines this evening. And as we go on to bring you the analysis, we will then refer you back to previous stories on Ezu River and tell you what the same newspapers said a few months ago and what they are saying now. We are asking this evening for the Senate to publish the full report. We are asking for the full autopsy to be released, so that all this drip feeding of information, all this management of information, will be discarded. We want to get to the bottom of the truth. Who are the people in Ezu River? We know that they are our people. What is happening to them? Why were they dumped in Ezu River? And where did this group come from? Let us go and bring you the news in greater detail, so you appreciate what we're talking about this evening. This is being reported, believe it or not, by Vanguard. Vanguard is carrying it. We allowed it to be carried by other people, because if Radio Biafra reports it, people will say, oh no, it's propaganda. And we have told you at Radio Biafra, there is no propaganda. We cannot afford to carry propaganda on Radio Biafra. Everything we tell you is factually correct. This is the news in detail, coming from Onitsha, of all places. They are claiming that former members of the Movement for the Actualization of the Sovereign State of Biafra must up under the aegis, this is their new name, Concerned Igbo Citizens, CIC, yesterday tendered an apology to Anambra State Police Command. Jesus Christ. They tendered an apology to Anambra State Police Command for because we accused their men. Radio Biafra accused them of killing MASOP members. We are here to protect members of MASOP. Our people must know that. We want everybody to take the two sides of the coin when looking at Radio Biafra presentation and analysis. We are here defending MASOP members killed and dumped in Ezu River. It is our job because they are Biafrans. We have to defend them. Criminality, we will not defend today, tomorrow. Even if we are dying, we cannot justify criminality or defend it. But today we are reporting that a group of Igbo people, wherever they come from, they say they are ex-MASOP members. That is what corruption does to a movement that has been compromised, calling themselves Concerned Igbo Citizens. They have never come up before, but due to the heat being put on by Radio Biafra, they are coming out to tell or to apologize to Nigerian police. This evening we want to ask this group, this evening we want to ask Peter Obi and the sponsors of this group, how many times have Nigeria apologized to Igbo people for all the deaths that have been killing us? How many times has anyone has Gowon apologized? Did Awolowo apologize? The Kanu bombing, did anyone apologize? The Marala bombing, did anyone apologize? Not even the presidency in Nigeria apologized to us. They have been killing us everywhere. Nobody has ever apologized. But for Radio Biafra pointing out that the killing of our brothers and their bodies being dumped in Ezu River was conducted and carried out by the serious, SARS, whatever it's called, the Special Anti-Robbery Squad at Okozo. Killed them, suffocated them. We have the report. Today they are telling us Igbo people, Igbo people are tendering apology to Nigerian police that we accused them wrongly. That Radio Biafra accused Nigerian police wrong. It is carried in the Vanguard newspaper. It is there for all to see. In a statement jointly signed by the National Coordinator Chief Okechukwu Nnogo, whatever his name is, and National Secretary Comrade Sonny Opaleke, the group also petitioned the National Assembly Committees on Police Affairs, asking it to disregard MASOP's claim that their members were killed and dumped in the Ezu River. We must make it very, very clear the reason why we report such news. If we don't tackle this problem now, if we fail to address this corruption within the Biafra movement back home, it will be like a virus and we cannot progress. There is no way you can make progress when the agitation for Biafra has been compromised to the extent whereby a group of people are splintering away. They did not splinter away to go and preach Biafra. They did not splinter away to go and do anything meaningful. What they are doing is to tender apology to the Nigerian police. No one has tendered apologies to the families. We have the names of the people killed at Ezu River. Some of them, their families identified them and testified before two Senate hearings in Oka and Enugu, respectively. Today, people claiming that they are Igbo people are apologizing to the Nigerian police when nobody has apologized to us for us losing 3.5 million people. For the killing, for the stealing of our properties, for all our money that Awolowo and his family stole, no one has ever apologized to our people. There are some idiots calling themselves Igbo people under the name of Concerned Igbo Citizens, claiming they broke away from MASOP, have gone to tender apology right to the Senate, telling us that the bodies dumped in the river, they don't know who they are, that they are not our brothers, when it has been established beyond every reasonable doubt, and the reason why they are withholding the autopsy report is for us not to know, but we will keep hammering on it until the full report is released. We know that they are amending the reports right now, they are doctoring it. Both the Senate report and the autopsy report with P2B is being doctored. We know what the original copies look like. We are asking them to publish it in full to stop this idle speculation by people who know little or nothing about what happened at Ezu River. This is Radio Biafra. We will not forget. Other people may be wary. They may forget about lives. But where Radio Biafra is coming from, Ndubuisi, Ndukako, Nwakaego, that is what we believe in. Life is more precious than every wealth in this world. When the life of a Biafran is lost, when the well-being of a Biafran is at stake, Radio Biafra will rise to the challenge. We will defend you to the hilt. Not now, not ever will we abandon any Biafran, regardless of the circumstance. We'll continue to bring you this very shameful, disgraceful, and appalling news from Igbo land today.
The group contended that after taking a critical look at the issues, it discovered that there was not even a single member of MASOP whose body was among the corpses floating in Ezu River. Neither was any member missing. This is in direct contradiction to what Uchenna Namadu's submission to the Senate committee that sat at Oka. Uchenna Namadu, who is the information director for MASOP, sat before the Senate committee and testified and called out the names of the people that died at Ezu River. That some other person is coming out and telling us that not our brothers were killed. This evening we asked them to tell us those that died. The other day the Senate committee was saying that they could have been killed. Maybe they went to Ebonyi to go and fight Cross River people and they were killed because they had gunshot wounds on the leg. Today they're telling us they don't know who they are anymore. This is classic Nigeria. We will not let them off the hook. As long as Ezu River is concerned, until all the full reports are published, all the autopsies are published, everything is made very clear, victims clearly identified and given a proper burial, Radio Biafra will not rest on it. You cannot be doing freedom fighting whilst forgetting your people who are being butchered, while allowing the process of emancipation to be corrupted. We cannot have that. We must cleanse ourselves before we go and face the enemy. A former founding member of MASOP in Onitsha. These four names listed by MASOP are members under MASOP Onitsha region. Onitsha North, headed by one Vincent Hilo as the regional administrator, while the late Philip Wampa was an area administrator living in Uguaba, Obosi. Philip Wampa and three others died since April 10, 2012 in an exchange of gunfire between the police and MASOP members during a robbery operation at Dennis Memorial Grammar School, roundabout in Onitsha. What they are telling us, these members, is that these people are involved in armed robbery and criminality. The names of these people, in case our people are not following, we will read it out. We must read all this so our listeners will understand that why we don't want evil to be part of what we are doing. The people that died, that some of them, their bodies were recovered from Ezu River. Before, they said they weren't MASOP members, if you can recall, this very useless group, CIC. But now they're acknowledging in the latter part of the story that a former founding member of MASOP in Onitsha listed these four names as belonging to Onitsha Region 5, which is Onitsha North, headed by one Vincent Hilo as the regional administrator, while the late Philip Wampa was amongst the people killed and dumped in Ezu River, was an area administrator of MASOP living in Uguaba in Obosi. Philip Wampa and three others died, they are claiming, since April 10, 2012, in an exchange of gunfire between the police and MASOP members during a robbery operation at Dennis Memorial Grammar School. This is the sworn testimony affidavit sent to the law makers in Nigeria regarding our people and our state of affairs. This is what is happening to us. This is our main headline this evening. I will go to Dr. Egemba and to to begin to make sense of what they are hearing this evening, because I can't. I'm struggling to make sense of it, but I can't. Please, doctor, what is your take on what we are hearing? They are now trying to tell us that Ezu River came from the aliens from space, no longer our own people. They are now criminalizing them in death, claiming that they are armed robbers, which we know they are not. What are we going to make of this? Our listeners are waiting very patiently to understand what sense we can make of this evening. Please.
Okay, thank you very much, Nande. You have given it a very detailed introduction to make everybody understand and appreciate the level of misinformation or confusion that is involved here. First and foremost, you know, like our people always say, I know so they are, sir, and I got to chain up. I got to hear the camera. You know, in Nigeria, because of the way things are, when news break out, when group emerges, you don't just bank and start to report on the group and giving them unnecessary publicity and attention. Let's break it down. First of all, who is this group? What is their name? Who are their members? What do they represent? What are their aims and objectives? Is it a group that has been there? People know who they are, what they are after. Did the group emerge from the outer space just overnight? Have they been existed before? When was this group formed? then when you find out this, then you will then be able to know if it is a group you can give credit to, you can a group you can listen to when they say something.
We can listen to them because Sonny Opaleke is a high ranking member of MASOP. If you don't know, I will explain to you. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. He is a higher ranking member of MASOP. Fair enough. Now, he is apologizing to the Nigerian police on whose behalf? On behalf of MASOP? On behalf of evil people?
On behalf of evil people.
On behalf of evil people, in whose authority has he got? What authority has he got to apologize on behalf of Igbo people? Which authority? Since when has he started to be the spokesperson of Igbo people? Regardless of the fact that Ohaneze is compromised or whatever, if that this thing is coming from Ohaneze, then you can, it will warrant the analysis and the decision. I'm not saying that we should sweep it under the carpet. No, but while analyzing it, we just do it with a pinch of salt without giving it much credence. Because who is this this man? He is speaking on behalf of MASOP. Which MASOP? Is it under MASOP under the leadership of Wazirike or that group within MASOP? Has he got the authority? All this while, remember that all information coming out from MASOP is always by their director of publicity, which everybody knows that is Uchenna Namad. Is this information coming from Uchenna Namad? Everybody knows that any information that MASOP wants to put out, it comes out from their chief spokesperson, which is Uchenna Namad. Is he now the deputy to Uchenna Namad, or has he taken over from Uchenna Namad? Now, what I'm trying to say, that I'm not trying to diminish what he's saying or the importance. It is very, very shameful. I don't really want to go into the this is why it's nonsense. My inclination is this. This group, this man, he has been set up. Remember that individual can be set up. Someone can infiltrate Radio Biafra and they make a comment on behalf of Radio Biafra and said that Radio Biafra said this day. But before you take that statement from Radio Biafra, you ask yourself, who is this person speaking for Radio Biafra? Is it Nandekan or a member of the Radio Biafra Board of Editorial Board, which the whole world knows who they are, their names? Now, if then a name of this above, then should any right-thinking person take that statement seriously? Now, bringing it back to this Igbo group and this man we are talking about. Now, his group and his name, first of all, find out what is the credibility of individual making the statement before you take it serious. It is damaging. If they are doing it to deflect attention, it is a set of something. By the time we finish this today, and we will analyze it further and follow it up, then the truth will emerge. Then we will find out who is this man, which organization is he actually speaking for and on behalf, and who is speaking for, who gives him the authority. And for example as well, because everything we say in Radio Biafra, we point and give example, and this is so that people will understand us correctly. Now, on Monday this week, the deputy chairman of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra came on air to make a statement. It was publicized. We know who he is. We know that, one, we know who he is. He is duly registered. His name is in court. He is in the CAC as the deputy chairman of the Council of Elders of Indigenous People of Biafra. The Indigenous People of Biafra, does it exist? Yes. They are in court. The federal government knows them. Who is he? Do we know who he is? Yes, we know that he has the right to speak for the people of Biafra. So when they say something, when they speak, then you give credit to it, you can quote it authoritatively. Now, this is why I'm saying that this is a set up. If anybody cannot just come up anyhow, any day, any time, and say that he is speaking on behalf of Igbo people, Igbo people have we have not been bastardized to the point that any research idiot can stand up anytime, anywhere, and speak on behalf of Igbo people. This is why it is very, very annoying, and it is very, very degrading, humiliating what Ohanaeze is doing. Now, this type of thing is something, if it is a real organization that's supposed to represent the entire Igbo, when they hear this, they will quickly issue an adjoint that say, no, who is this idiot speaking? Who gave him the authority? No, there's no such a person. We don't know him. He is on his own. We are not part of this statement. And he even tried to call him to order, invite him, beg him down, say, hey, one, sit down. Why do you make this type of statement? So, our listeners all over the world, we know that the Radio Biafra don't know everything. When Radio Biafra operates on Citizen Report platform. So, and we have people listening to us in Nigeria, probably in your nation as we speak, somebody who may know this person or this group. If you do, please contact Radio Biafra, debunk what he's saying, confirm if it is true or not. So let us say, because there's nowhere, no how, anybody that is born of a woman, drank a woman the best milk, come out to talk rubbish about apologizing to Nigerian police for killing. Are you telling me it's the same thing as someone raped you, your sister, your wife, your brother, or sorry, your sister, your daughter, or whatever, and you know that this person raped somebody dearest to you, and you are going to that person apologize, I apologize to you for raping my loved one, and it is being reported. So sorry. So
it's terrible. It's
can you imagine this type of rubbish?
But doctor, what you need to realize is that this was published in Vanguard newspaper with a newspaper with credibility and a lot of circulation. They are not receiving Radio Biafra at home as we speak. Radio Biafra is not being received on radio. Not many people are hearing us. A lot of them can go and access Vanguard newspaper, buy it and read it. It is Vanguard that is reporting glowingly about the unverifiable accomplishments of these people. Now you take the credit when they give you credit. When they carry a bad story, you say, no, it's not correct. That is not how to look at it, in my opinion. I don't know what Stephen Epa makes of this, please. Epa, are you there?
Yes, I am, Director.
Yeah, please go ahead. Go ahead. What do you make of it? What do you make of what we're saying?
Yes, Director. What I want to say is, like, this group is like what they call an ad hoc kind of group. You know, in the meetings where they convene what they call an ad hoc committee to tackle an interim issue, after which is the group is disbanded. We haven't heard of this group before. I don't know whether they are formed specifically to announce this apology, because if like Egemba rightly pointed out, if they are part and parcel of MASOB, why is it not the MASOB secretariat that actually posting this very issue? Why do they have to form this particular group which nobody have heard from before? And I think is either some people are trying to do things in a backyard way, either out of fear. I think it's out of fear of seeking favor from the Nigerian police or things like that. I think that's what the problem, what I think is happening. Why are they apologizing? Are they apologizing who are they to apologize for the death of the Igbo? You know, apologize to the police for dumping the body, those gunshot wounds. Who could have killed such a large number of people, and they transported them over through the road where there's a lot of military and police checkpoints to that river and dumped them? You know, the people must be callous, and nobody had gunshots or fight or anywhere. It's only those that were issued with guns that could do such a thing. And we know who they are. If in this day and age where there's DNA, if DNA has been done on them, we have known exactly. It could still be done. those people could be exhumed and to verify exactly to you know, put everybody to shame that telling is the truth. They cannot never hide it. They can never hide it, director. But the thing is that they shouldn't have been apologizing for the Igbo people. They have no nobody has given them that mandate. And we know maybe out of they do it out of fear because as I said before, the Nigerian police force inherited the colonial police force.
Let us not even go very close to the police force of Nigeria and what we inherited. We are looking at the principle of it. It is either if we assume for 1 second that this group does not have the legitimacy to make this comment, why is it that a reputable newspaper like Vanguard carried it? Why was it that they gave it such publicity and wide circulation? What they are doing is planting the seeds of doubt in the mind of the people. Let us understand what the implications are. I don't want us to look at this problem from the very superficial perspective, you know, very peripheral. Let's dig deep and find out what they're trying to do. If they plant that seed of doubt in your mind that maybe they have defeated everything, Peter Obi would not have to release the autopsy report. We must understand what they are trying to do and tackle it head on. That is how we defeat them. If you look at it and say, oh, they're not supposed to say it, they're not from Ibonka, all these things, that hasn't stopped the news from being circulated. As I said previously, Radio Biafra is not received everywhere, only in a few homes. This newspaper is everywhere. If you don't have people explaining to our mothers, to our brothers, to our sisters, to our uncles and our brothers and our cousins that this is not what is happening, how do you disabuse their mind of this level of pollution? They are trying to plant the seeds of doubt. Maybe because all Peter Obi will need to do is to say, I will not release the result of the autopsy. And the Senate will say, we will not release our full report. Then they will say to you, you at Radio Biafra, go and tell us who those people are. And they have buried them in mass graves. So we must be able to forensically follow these people where they are going. We are not reporting this news to castigate any group or the other. It's to tell people about the intrigue that is happening, making life difficult for us in this struggle, making it impossible for us to identify those that killed our people. That's what we're trying to say. We are not looking at the right of them to speak or not to speak. It's whoever sat down and concocted this thing is running a very sophisticated operation. They want us to forget. They want you to begin to doubt. If we go to America and say to Americans, oh, we have our brothers in the Zoo River, somebody will get up and say, oh, but I read in the paper, I read in the Vanguard, after all, it's reputable newspaper. They said they don't even know who they are. So we must be very, very methodical in our approach towards analyzing this. It is very, very deep and extremely serious. If we fail to grasp it, Peter Obi will leave office without publishing the autopsy report. The Senate will bury the ones that they did initially, which is what we're looking for. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Nandi is Manso from Spain.
Yeah, please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
I want to say something about this Vanguard newspaper. You know, I've been saying this always. I've been begging. Nandi, our people have a very serious problem. If we are at this stage rubbing our name like this, what do you think people may think from now to 10 years? These people, their plan is to wipe us out of this state. But our people don't know. Go to Facebook, you will share things. Our Igbo people will say, you know, that you don't even imagine what they think. How can this, are they Igbo at all? How can somebody take a Nigerian police in Nandi? Somebody begging on the name of Igbo people.
Impossible.
They have destroyed all our ancestors have viewed Nandi. All we know to be Igbo people, brave people. Look at what they are doing in our name, Nandi. How can such a thing happen? I think it's a time we start doing something underground, but I'm not talking about violence. We have to have a plan for this people, Nandi. We have to have a plan for this people. The enemy is within, Nandi. The enemy is within. We can win Nigeria, we can win Yoruba people, we can win Hausa people, but the problem is Igbo people, Nandi. They are the problem, fundamental. I'm telling you the fact. How can somebody collect money and tax and something? How can your people die instead of you to go and defend your people, go to news, go everywhere? It's your right. It's your right to defend your people. How can you go and start telling and buy police, beg your police for it? What is that nonsense for? How?
Have they even apologized for killing us 3.5 million?
Did they apologize for
starving us? Did they apologize for the Madala bombing? Did they apologize for the Kanu bombing? Did they apologize for going house to house in Maiduguri, pulling out Igbo intellectuals and shooting them? No one has apologized, not even from Goodluck Jonathan. And you see, what is paining me that I want people to understand is this. Let us not even look at the story for an instant. But the fact that a group of people allow themselves for their names to be put forward for such nonsense, for such ignorance.
That is what I'm saying.
That people allow their names to be put forward to defame an entire race. That they allow themselves to be used, possibly by Peter Obi, as the text is saying here, that Peter Obi is behind this, to now tell us that we are so foolish that people will kill nearly over 100 people from somewhere and transport their bodies to
never another state. Never happened anywhere on earth. Never happened anywhere. 100 people on the river. Never happened. Nowhere. Even somewhere in Somalia. Never happened. Nowhere on earth. 100 people just one day woke up and saw 100 dead bodies. And nobody say anything. And you come out and start begging the police. This is shameful.
It's shameful.
It's shameful.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very. I said it wasn't going to be easy this evening. The news is not palatable, but we are here to bring it. Others will not report it, but Radio Biafra will report it to the world. It is our job. That is why we are here. The few supporters we have, that is why they put us here, to report the truth regardless of who is angry. If you're angry at the news, do something about it. If you cannot take it, then plug your ears. We want Biafra in truth and honesty. Any other Biafra, count me out. I want a Biafra that is clean and transparent. If it is not clean and transparent, I would not want to be a part of it. This idea of sweeping things under the carpet, I am not comfortable with it personally. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Please, your name and where you are this evening.
My name is Obiora from Ireland.
Obiora from Ireland, please go ahead and make your point very, very brief. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm coming to Ezu River death we are talking about. You will understand, our people should understand that we are in Nigeria and we know the system of Nigeria and their politics. This is just politics. Anybody can come out and say anything. Anybody can come out and come and say anything he or she wanted to say. In order, because there is no way they will deny that death. It's open something. And Peter Obi, you are talking about, cannot hide the autopsy. Talkless of the Senate, is open something. If they say that some people or nobody or anybody that died in that particular place is a human being, if it's not from Masob, they will prove to Nigerians where the dead body come from. They did not fall from heaven. So there is no way they will deny it or sweep it under the carpet. This is politics. Police, I feel that police just want to use some certain group to just, because they know that as Masob is claiming that is their members and following it up, they want to just push Masob aside so that they will claim anything they want.
That is correct, yes.
There is no way they will sweep this matter because it's open something. Peter Obi is one person. Peter Obi is not an is human being. Even if that group of people is mad people, they will prove to the whole world that these people is mad people, we kill them. All Nigerians want to know about the whole thing. Who killed these people? How comes these people die in this particular place? So there is no way. Peter Obi is a governor of Anambra State. Very soon, Peter Obi will go out. Another person will take over. There is no way Peter Obi will hide it. Because all senators, they already set committee. There's no way they will sweep it under the carpet. So this is politics. I see it as politics as usual, because as Masob is claiming, the whole world is hearing. So that's how I see that particular, like Dr. Egemba said, I support him fully. Anybody can come. You know Nigerians. You can talk today. Tomorrow there is another group. The group will talk. So that is the system of politics of Nigeria.
But which but group, what I want to ask you is that which other group is will say such a thing in Yoruba land or in Hausa land? Which group will come out in Hausa land and even dare condemn what Boko Haram is doing openly, killing other people? It is because we allow this type of nonsense to happen, it will keep
happening. It's true. It's because we allow it to happen. That's why we always saying that we're supposed to take action before it's too late. Because all the war of these freedom fighters, we start from home. Because our problem is not Northern us. It's not Nigeria and Yoruba people we are calling about. It's our people. And if we did not do something concerning these people, then we continue in this way. So,
yes, go ahead. We're listening to you. Go ahead.
So we need to do something quick to organize our youth. As I said the other time, we need to...
The caller on the phone should wait. Caller on the phone, please wait. After this call from Skype, we'll take your call. The caller on the phone should wait, please. Go ahead. Go ahead.
We will start organizing our youth back home. Because all these things, it's good these things is coming up now. So that when we go back home to fight them, we know people we are fighting.
Exactly.
It's good.
Exactly.
So because we cannot... All the politicians, anyone that want to say anything, we say it now. So that when we go home, we will know our enemies. We know the people that is with us and people that is against us. We cannot say Biafra. So this thing that is happening now is good. And that is why this Radio Biafra is good. Because it's making people to understand what is happening back home. So it's not something we will be... It's giving us the line we supposed to follow. But our plan is... How are we going to deal with these people?
We are going to tell you people how to deal with them. We will come to that. You think they're going to go free? No way. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you very much for calling. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, hello, Brian and Godwin. I'm calling from Germany.
Godwin, go ahead. The world is listening to you. Good evening. Go ahead.
About the Ezu River, there is no doubt about the killings in the Ezu River. And I believe that P2D and the police knows exactly what happened. So I believe that they are afraid of what Radio Biafra is doing. Now they want to cover up. The Mosop people said that these people were Mosopians. So after the killings, they came out and said that these are our brothers and they killed them.
Yes.
So why are they denying it today? So what my understanding about it is that they have collected money again to cover the Nigerian police. Because the Nigerian police is afraid. The P2Ds, they are afraid. They are looking for a way out. Out of this.
Of course they are.
So now they paid the Mosopians to come and again withdraw their statement that these guys are not their members. Okay, if they are not their members, where are they from? If they are Hausas, let them tell us that they are Hausas. Let them bring the autopsy, let's see it. Because if we don't owe the Hausas any apology, if they kill our people in the north, we can kill their people down east. So why are they trying to cover anything? But we know that it is not true. These people are evil people. They just kill them. They cannot be fooling us all the time. It is not possible. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. I agree with you completely, but... Let me, please, my brother, before you even proceed, we want to read out this thing so that people will understand where we are coming from. Now, listen, this is a report documented in the House of, in the Senate in Nigeria. They set up two Senate committees, which on police affairs and national intelligence. They went to Anambra State to investigate the Ezu River dead bodies. The senators that went to Anambra State to investigate are... Paulinus Wang, we are asking our sister on Skype to please hold on, stay on the line, please. Our sister on Skype, stay on the line. The people that went to investigate this matter was Paulinus Wang, the same man who was raising the alarm yesterday about Hausa people taking over his village in Ebonyi. Mohammed Magoro, the chairman of the National Security and Intelligence. Solomon Ewuga. Mohammed Sami Sani. Chris Ngige, Senator Ngige was amongst them. Shaba Lafiyagi. This was on February the 12th, they visited. We are asking them, they went to go and see the traditional ruler of Amansia, Igwe Kenneth Okonkwo. What is the result? What is the, all the interviews they collected from Igwe's palace, from the people that gave evidence, where is it? We are asking Nigerian Senate, publish it.
Okay.
Why have they not published it?
Okay, let me come in here. P2B was outside the country. Immediately this thing happened, he came down to Nigeria. He came down and ordered the police that they should bury this guy. Somebody in his position to order immediately the burial of these guys, which is not supposed. Mass burial. The first thing he's supposed to do as a governor is to find out what happened first. He should carry this guy, the body to the morgue, then ask the doctor to find out what happened. But he knows what they did, and that is the reason why he ordered the burial immediately. Now that this thing is coming up again, they are afraid, they are confused. And that is why they are finding one way or the other to cover it up. But I have a message for them. This thing cannot continue. This thing cannot continue. They better have a rethink. This thing cannot continue this way. We are human beings. We are not animals. We are not animals. You kill these people. You put their body in the river where people go and get their water. That means you want to kill other people who are alive. Other innocent people that want to, if they drink that water, do you know what will happen to them too?
They will contaminate disease and they will die.
Exactly, that is exactly what I'm saying. So it's like they want to wipe everybody out. I don't know what these people are looking for. In fact, something has to be done. Something has to be done.
We are going to do something.
We cannot continue to live this way.
We are going to do something. That is why we're exposing every evil. N'ihi na anyị bụ ndị Igbo, asị na na-ekwuche mmanụ okpukpu n'ogu tupu arawa ya. That is the saying where I come from. We must present the crimes of these people before the conscience of the world to tell them what they are doing to us, both as a people and within the freedom fighting that we are doing. The whole thing has turned into a joke. Are you telling me that people seriously involved in freedom fighting will allow themselves or their names to be used? I am expecting these people mentioned in this very news to come out and say that our names we are used without our consent. We wonder.
No, they have collected money. They have collected money. They cannot come out. They have collected money again. Big money.
Incredible.
To cover it up.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my brother. Let us also go to the line to take this call before we go to Dr. Egemba and Chukwune Ebunezi Ekpa to give us their assessment and understanding. This is Radio Biafra. Please.
Hello. The line is breaking. I'm not sure if I'm on.
You're on. Yes, you are on. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. Good evening, Namdi Kalu, and good evening, good morning, good afternoon to all Biafrans, wherever you are. My name is Ike Chukwu, and I'm calling from Malaysia once again.
Go ahead.
I want to chip in on the headline of today regarding some splinter group that came up, and I just want to tell the Nigerian government and they are policymakers that they are. We know who they are. They are black monkeys. We you know, when you are in Nigeria and you have money, you think you are everything. But when you come outside, you begin to find out that your degree back home is not equivalent to secondary school outside. When you begin to look at our leaders from Nigeria, our leaders in Nigeria from the outside world, you wonder what God made these idiots. They think we don't know what they are doing. It's not about the splinter group or the rest of them. They are just trying to. They are doing their best to scatter, to keep on their policy of scattering the Igbos. And I beg to differ. I want to ask them, what do they still want to gain from this thing? You say Igbos are gluttons. You say Igbos are money mongers. You say Igbos are the problem of the country. Why can't you people try to be men enough for one single day? Why can't you people, the Hausas, the Yorubas, and the rest of them who have not allowed the Igbos to rest for one day in Nigeria, why can't you one day try to say, stand up and say, I am a man. I want to stand on my own. We are going to prove to the Igbos that without them, Nigeria can still go on. Why are you hanging on the Igbo as if your life depends on it? It's not about the politics. It's not about the splintered group and the rest of them. They have nothing. They are hungry people. They might come to their name being used. Their case is irrelevant. When it comes to that, we will deal with them. But we want to tell them that we know the people, the drum beaters. The drum beaters behind it, they are the politicians in Nigeria, and we know what they are trying to do. They cannot, we've come out for the last time, and it's fight to finish. Yes. They can bring up their best, and their best is not good enough. We keep on telling them their best is not good enough. Whatever it is they think they are bringing out is nothing. Eventually, we are going to find every Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to find out to know the exact consequences, the exact reason why these people died. That's and right. Everybody that is involved in this thing will be held accountable. If they like, let them even go and begin to call. Let them go and call my mother, call my father, call my grandparents in the grave, and let them stand out and say they are the children of this person. We are standing and we are begging. It's nothing. They are irrelevant. What we are fighting for is the soul of our people, to redeem it from hell. We are fighting to set ourselves free from the abomination called Nigeria. So it's bigger than all this splinter. They are nothing. These things shouldn't digress, cause us to lose focus. They don't count. They don't count. What counts is that we know what the Nigerian government is doing. We know their policies. The policies they are playing, and they are children. They are fools. They are idiots. They don't know anything. Some of them have houses overseas, and when they see everything, they come overseas. They climb train. They live in houses with electricity and water. But when they get back to Nigeria, the best they could build is a bus stop. That's the best they could build. Shame, woe unto you people. We know what you people are doing. Thank God your frustration, you intended to frustrate the Igbo generation, but your frustration helped us to know better, even to get wiser than you and your family would ever become. So what I'm telling them, I'm not addressing Biafrans today, I'm addressing the government of Nigeria, and telling them, we know what they want to do, we know what they are doing, they have done it before, and they failed, and they will continue to fail. And now that we are out, let them keep on bringing it out. Eventually, everybody, just like our brothers called and said, let them keep on revealing who they are. All the Igbo tools, all these small attachery people, all these psychophants among Igbo people who will allow themselves to be used, who do not know that they are mortgaging their future of their children and their families when they stand in at core purposes with the vision of the Igbo of the now. I'm sorry for them.
Eniago, thank you.
I also want to
no before you go thank to, you no you round up in a minute. I want to ask you a question, please.
Thank you.
Do you recall the Senate report that came out the other day and said they found gunshot wounds on the legs of the victims? I'm sure you're conversant with it. Please, if you can jog our memory, can you remember, does the figure 19 ring a bell to you? Can you remember the number of bodies they said they recovered at the Zoo River? It was 19 or thereabout? Because we have the report right here in front of us. Good. They said 19.
Yes.
To tell you how this country is built on a bed of lies. It is in their bone. The Nigerian, oh God in heaven. Look at this. Can I remind our listeners?
The thing is that they are.
No, stay where you are, please. We must remind our listeners. It's very important before you come in. Andy Oba raised this issue on the floor of the House, on the floor of the Senate. Andy Oba raised this very issue and said that 30 dead bodies. This is from Senator Andy Oba, not from Radio Biafra. 30 dead bodies. Okay. Mostly males were floating on a Zoo River. He made this statement in a Senate report filed in the Senate in Abuja. 30 bodies. He further said that another 4 bodies were found floating down the river. Now you ask yourself, he's a senator. He made this comment on the floor of the House, having been privy to.
And nobody opposed him.
Nobody opposed him. They didn't say no, it was 12 or 13. And the Senate finalized their report and said it was only 19 bodies. In the same Senate that they saw the same intelligence report that they doctored. Of course, we know how many bodies that we have found is over 100. They said it's only before. Some are reporting 84, some 86. BBC was even reporting 56. Now they're saying, okay. Andy Oba acknowledged 34 with his mouth on the floor of the Senate. He was not challenged. When the report came out a few days ago, lo and behold, it was 19 people shot on the leg and blood was flowing. They died from hemorrhage. Please continue.
No, tomorrow it will become assassins from Lebanon trying to kill the Igbo people, and the government had to come in. to God will punish all of them. We understand what they are doing, and we are not dealing with gods here. I want to tell all Biafrans, we are not dealing with gods. Before, when I was growing up, I thought we are dealing with mini gods. We are not dealing with gods. We are dealing with idiots. We are dealing with fellow human beings like us. And worst, they are worse than normal human beings. We know who they are, black monkeys. So I want every Biafran to understand who is dealing with you. You are dealing with your fellow human being. They are nobody. They are nothing. The fact that they have the money, they have seized the money to themselves and seized the guns and the power does not make them gods. So we understand who they are, we understand what they are doing, and we tell them they failed from the beginning for the fact that they failed to annihilate all the Afrans when they started, initiated the genocide, Gowon and the rest of them. It shows that they have failed finally. I also want to briefly touch on the one of yesterday about the 1.5 million, that is 500,000 given to Imo Yus. I want to tell our people to disregard it. He was not trying to buy, to be political, he was not trying to buy their favor. He knew that the Imo Yus were trying to gather against Okocha and the government because Governor Okorocha, or what is it called, removed the man that was opposing him and now put a puppet. So that puppet now understands that the Imo Yus are now against the government and they are planning something massively to demonstrate or to show that they are against the government, they are not in favor of it. So what this man has now come out is 500 times because he knows if he throws in that small money, the groups automatically their bond of their unity will be broken because they will be more concentrated on trying to get one thing or the other from that thing and they will be scattered. Otherwise, if he was trying to get them to like him or to love him to vote for him for governorship, only God knows when, he would have come in with at least 5 million or 10 million, but he brought 500,000. Even if he had brought 100,000, it would have been enough to scatter them. His purpose was to scatter whatever it is that they were planning to build together to oppose the government. So it was not that they was trying to gain power. So I want our people to understand the politics of the now. I want them to understand the politics that these idiots are playing. Somebody is a studied fishery and he's playing politics. Somebody studied is a doctor and he's a head of engineering company. It's madness. That country is an embodiment of evil. An embodiment of, if you want to look at mistake, if you want to look at evil, if you want to look at described abomination, you just have to look at Nigeria. You don't have to look anywhere else. So I want our people who know who they truly are to rise up. And I also, before I go also, I want to challenge the Yorubas and the rest of them who think that the Igbos are nothing, who believe that the Igbos are nothing, they have to be, we are too small that we have to be stamped underfoot. If you claim that you are man enough, why can't you begin to declare that you want to be on your own? If you claim that you're man enough that you can show the Igbos that you are better than them, why don't you allow us be? The fact that you are doing everything to disunite us, the fact that you are doing everything to scatter us, apart from what you've done so far, proves that your life is in our hands. It is because we are not violent. That is why Nigeria is still breathing. If we get violent this time, I want to borrow the word of Buhari, the baboon and the dogs, they will all be soaked in blood.
Thank you very much.
So shame on you people. We've caught you.
We've caught them, and thank you. We've caught them, and they're not going anywhere. This is Radio Biafra. It's just gone about a minute past the hour of 8 p.m. here in London. This evening, there's still light outside, which is a bit troubling. It looks even 4:30 back in Biafra land, in the blessed Biafra land, there is still light outside. That is why sometimes I wonder this type of place, what it is. That this is Radio Biafra coming to you from London on this day, the 15th of June in the year of our Lord 20. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I have Dr. Chukwuma Egemba with me and also Chukwuma Ebunyeze. But they are the ones helping to pilot the affairs of Radio Biafra today. Please, Doctor, you have heard so much analysis, so much anger, so much frustration, so much pent-up frustration that is within us. How are we going to begin to emerge from this disappointment after disappointment? People coming out, how do we get our people to actually understand that there are some things you allow your name to be tagged onto that is diminishing, that is destroying our hopes and our aspirations?
Yes, I thank all the listeners, those who have contributed so far to this debate. Let me start by saying that I blame all these things on Ohanaeze and or lack of a coherent group organization, call it whatever name, that that are so powerful or strong enough to instill some element of discipline on errant with anybody who can come and say anything and get away with it. That's the people I'm blaming. If and only if we have such organization, and an organization that has a whip, have got a system of sanction, and they know that such a group exists, such sanction exists, I can tell you all this rubbish will not come out. That is what I am blaming on this. And they obviously have rightly pointed out that if it is in the Yoruba land or in the Hausa land, this thing will not happen. Because if it does, somebody will be called to order. Somebody will call you to order. If you refuse to listen, then you will be forced to listen. But for the fact that we don't have such a thing in the land yet, that's why it's where Yoruba land becomes a free-for-all. Any idiot can come out from anywhere and say anything, whether you are giving money or you are not giving money, you come out and say something. Now, you have given so much, credit to this news report, because it's coming from Guardian or maybe Vanguard or any of these newspapers that they are respectable. They are, yes, I agree, they are respectable. But Nigeria, after all said and done, it is still a Nigerian newspaper, a Nigerian journalism. You know the ethos.
But doctor, why is it that when when they publish something glowing about one or two of these individuals, we take it as gospel? When they write what they feel it is correct, but slightly critical of our character as a people, we begin to say, "Oh, it's Nigeria." Well, why do we have that double standard approach to what they are reporting? If you know they are bad, then we disregard everything they write. You know, not to take some and then leave some.
And I'm not saying that we should disregard it. We are analyzing it, which is good. But if we give it, how do I put this? Not to give it more attention than it is required. That's what I'm trying to say. Now, you know very well, I don't want to repeat the fact that you can set up anything can be arranged. Now, we have also reminded our listeners, all the committees that were set up, although they are sitting on those reports, including the full report of the autopsy, that one is separate. Then, whenever a Senate committee whenever a committee of the Senate is set up, they are bound to report on whatever investigation. So that of the national security or whatever on crime, one of them, and that of the police affairs, there are two commissions set up, which investigated independently, and I suppose will report independently.
They have not. Doctor, stay where you are. Let us try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, and the caller on the phone. Ngozi, wait. You are on the phone. Stay where you are. Let's take this call from Skype. Go ahead. Yes, please. Go ahead, please. We are listening to you. Your name, please, and where you are. Hello? We can hear you. Can you hear us? The caller on Skype, can you hear us? They can't hear us. The caller on Skype cannot hear us. Let us go to the phone. We have also lost them in the process. We asked them to wait, but they didn't wait. I don't know. Let's go back to Skype. Can you hear? Is the caller on Skype? No, they can't hear us. Please, doctor, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Yes. So what I'm saying is that we have to, although in Nigeria anything can happen, they can set up a committee without reporting on it indefinitely. But the fact remains that what this group or this individual is saying, and why the newspaper, why I am not quite honestly giving too much importance to what this paper reported. If it is a true journalistic organization, a newspaper, they receive this thing, they will go and investigate.
Do you know if they did or not? If they investigate, would they tell you?
If they investigate.
Hold on, let us take this call first. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you are. Hello?
Your line is unstable. Hello? Give us your name and where you are, please. Turn the radio down. No, it is not working at all. It is not working. We can't follow it. Let us try and see if they try and call us back. We ask the caller on the phone to please call back. If you call us, you turn your system down. Please turn your system down. Can you hear us? Hello? No, no, they can't. You need to turn your system off. When you call us, you turn your system off. It has to be turned off, please, or else it will interfere with us. Give us your name and where you are, please. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are.
My name is Tony, and I'm in Colorado. I talked to you before through the email.
Yeah, Colorado. You are calling from Colorado. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, please. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Man, all that stuff happening in Nigeria, man. So, look, don't say that the Yoruba people have nothing to do with this. You see, Andy Uba was put in there by Obasanjo. And Obasanjo put him there to do all that killing. I think maybe Andy Uba has something to do with the killings. That way he can make Peter Obi to look bad. Do you understand?
Yes, anything is possible. But we are asking Peter Obi to release the autopsy result. Then, if he's clean, why can't he release the autopsy result? The report. Why won't he release it? That's all we are saying. We are asking the Senate to release the full transcript of all the investigation and to release the autopsy report. And Radio Biafra will not... People can go to sleep, but we will not sleep until the truth is known. So next time, such nonsense will not happen. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I understand, you know, but a lot of things are happening in Nigeria. I think these people have taken us for a ride for a long time. People need to wake up. We need to form our own groups. Not just one group, you know, men, the people in the south side, you said that they are Igbo people, but fine. They have their own men. The Hausa people have their own Boko Haram. We need to have our own groups, not just one. We need to have maybe 5 groups that are ready to respond. Anytime somebody kills our people, we'll respond. Instead of sitting around and talking. If an Igbo man gets killed in London, in Jos, we'll go over there and kill 20 people. That's the way we're supposed to respond. Instead of sitting around and acting like, anybody has a moral basis to rule Nigeria. Nobody has any right to rule Nigeria. We are Nigerians.
Thank you very much. I find myself agreeing with the sentiment that you're echoing. I find it rather very palatable, because that's the only thing that can make them stop, or else they will continue to kill us. They will not stop. They will not. They kill us in the north, they kill us back home, and they're telling us, let them come and bring out the autopsy. If they are innocent, if Peter Obi is innocent, publish the full autopsy result. The Senate should publish the full result, or else this very issue will not let it go away. Until all the facts are known, we will not let it rest. Not now, not tomorrow. Because if you allow it to go away, next time they will even kill more people. We don't want that to happen next time. That is why the Western world is better than Africa. Here, when such atrocity happens, they will say, never again. And that is what Radio Biafra is saying. A Zoo River will not happen under our watch again. That is why we want to hold everybody to account to tell us what they knew about the Zoo River and when. We must get to the bottom of the truth.
I already told you, I said in the email, you know what, I said a lot of stuff in the email. You guys need to, get some people, key people from different areas, the military, the past Biafran soldiers. I will register my name. You guys need me to be in Nigeria tomorrow. I will be there tomorrow. And we'll start bombing. They bomb our area, we bomb their area. Why are we acting like women? We need to grow up. Those people are evil. The only way you respond to evil is to use force. Maximum force and respond. That's the only way they will stop.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting around talking. I'm tired of talking.
I agree. But we are coming to the U.S., so we see there first before we go home.
No, that's okay. Come, I told you. I will send you information you need to get me. You can come to my house and sleep. I have a big room here for you to sleep. Don't worry about that.
Thank you very much.
But I'm tired of this nonsense, man. We need to wake up. Biafra war was fought, and we lost. And since then, people be, kept quiet. We haven't done anything wrong to anybody. We haven't rigged the election. We haven't stolen any money. All the money stolen in Nigeria are stolen by Yorubas and the Hausas.
They've been stealing the money and like it's their father's property. And they keep killing us. When is it going to stop? If we don't do something now, they will kill all of us.
They will.
What they want.
Yes, that's what they want. Yes, that's true. That is true. And we will not let them. Radio Biafra is here. We cannot let them. Let them be rest assured. It will not happen again. We come to them with truth and transparency. Nothing of that sort is ever going to happen. They cannot kill us and get away with it. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. We will see you in Colorado when we get to the United States. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Yes, let us go and take this call before we go to Chukwune Bunia's here. This is Radio Biafra. Can you give us your name, please, and where you are? The caller on Skype, please, your name and where you are. No, we have lost them. We have lost them, please. That this is Radio Biafra. The number to call is on the top right-hand corner of your screen, please. If you've been trying to call us, you couldn't get through, we would like Ngozi to please call back from Sweden. Ngozi from Sweden, please call us back. We were not able to take your call. By the time you called, if you call, we'll be able to place you right through. So you can. We want to hear your views this evening. Your name came up when you rang. We would like you to please call us back. The Skype remains the same. We're not getting any disturbances or interference today. Let us see what Chukwune Bunia makes of what he has been hearing so far. What can you make of what you have been hearing so far, please?
Yes, I am. What I have to chip in is that there's a song in Libanon that says, I don't know whether you remember this song, called That song, I sing it all the time when I want to do something. You know, that song is that, you see, Biafra have written. You see, before we had Radio Biafra, they could do anything to us, but now we have a mass peace. So now we are not.
Yes, go ahead.
We are not detached, and we will not relent, we will not stop, and we will not be distracted. We will firmly stand on what we believe in, and then we will not sweep anything under the carpet. We have on our own ideology, and that ideology is to actualize actualize Biafra, and we will not relent until we reach that level. Whoever stands on our way, whoever comes into Igoland and thinks that it will be business as usual, we will continue to hammer on it until they realize that it is not going to be business as usual. We are fed up of all this bribery and corruption, and we want to go to back to our roots. And that's what we are doing. Whoever that do not know that things have changed, they better begin to take note of what is happening. Because we will not relent, we will not stop. Whatever they do, I think they will sit under the carpet. We will not anymore. We will continue to, no matter the mechanization, whatever avenue they come up with, whatever way they think they can be able to change, go back to the usual ways of doing things. We will not work with the other Biafra. We will not work with the new Biafra we want to suit, because we are going to stand firmly. And we are going to expose any evil, and we are going to come up against them. And they will know that this is an ideology we have not had that they are used to. So they better know that there is a change coming, and that change is coming big.
Yes.
And then sooner or later they will realize that there is something coming very, very soon, that we are coming down to clean the land.
And we must cleanse our land. That is what is important. That is the number one thing. We must cleanse our land. If you call us, please stay on the line. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. It is not costing you money. Stay where you are. Don't go away. Let us take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Uchenzima. I'm calling from Toronto.
From Toronto. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes. Nah, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm very grateful for what you're doing. I'm on my head myself.
Oh, Yanomwahen, that's very good.
Yes. I've been listening to you for a while, and I really appreciate what you're doing. And this is my first time calling, because each time the program comes on, I'm either at work or I'm not at home. I listen to it there. So how you're coming to Toronto, so I wanted to, you know, see how we can, you know, chip in. If you want to, anywhere you want to say accommodation, I'm making all the arrangements to organize our people here, because there are so many factions that I can't even count them all. You know, I went to Biafra Memorial last 2 weeks. I was so disappointed with the turnout that I saw, because usually before, like 3 years ago, when something like that happened, the whole Igbo community is there, but now they have fashions, and when you go there, these fashions are doing their own. If you can come here and be able to unite us, I'll be very, very grateful. And I was totally moved by the segment yesterday about you know, if that doesn't wake anybody up, I don't know what to do. These Muslim people penetrating in the heart of Igbo land is
it's even getting worse. We have another news. Whilst you're there, my fellow Omuahian, there is another news coming, which is quite apt if you have time to spend some time, so we can bring it out. We reported a while ago, many months ago. You see, people don't take what Radio Biafra says seriously sometimes, but it comes to pass all the time. We said then that if you allow the baby factories to continue, it will turn into an industry, and it is being reported today. It's on Radio Biafra website. Child trafficking is now the second largest business we have, beside trading.
No, that's another thing, another area. There's so many things wrong. The kidnapping, the selling of people, and people moving with impunity, doing things, governors doing what they like, you know, this is just... another aspect I wanted to ask, if you know, excuse me, is all the Kawa involved in this thing, because I had came to London and spoke to the House of Commons. I hope it's not involved in this program, because we need men of impeccable character to lead this. We don't need people that are presently in the political system. We don't need any. They can go with their money. Somebody just reminded me something, a previous caller. Bolado Petre. Hello?
We are listening attentively. The world is listening to you, not just people in Toronto and myself. Every part of the world is listening to you. Please go ahead.
So, I just had information. I want to confirm that you'll be in Toronto. I don't know if it will confirm in July the 11th.
That is correct. It's confirmed that we'll be in Toronto, yes. Radio Biafra will be in Toronto. We will be united by the time we leave Canada. All the factions will be united. We can assure you that.
Okay. If you need to stay in my house, you will. My fellow, I used to be the vice president of Abia community. I'm an Alushuku man myself. So, whatever you need here, you let me know. I will leave my number after I get off the air and my email.
Yes.
So, anything, I will start making arrangements of people I know, all these various groups that are here.
Yes.
And see what we can come up with. And you'll be rest assured that we will present, because there are so many people here that are passionate. They're just
No problem. We'll wake them up once we arrive in Canada. We are very grateful. Text us your telephone number, text us your email address, and also your name. We'll pass it down to Chidera in Tennessee to arrange, get in touch with you and make all the necessary arrangements. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. I'll keep up the good work. And I want to emphasize again, I know it's all well and good. People say, God will give us this, God will do that. But I feel like there has to be a meaningful aspect of this, so that these people that are killing Igbos everywhere, all over the world, whether it's a cartoon in Sweden or somewhere, Igbos are killed for it. When there's a contest, a war, somewhere, they make a comment, Igbos are killed for it. We are tired of answering for every little thing that happens in Afghanistan or in Pakistan. People in Georgia can't be killed for it. We
We cannot live with this. We cannot coexist. This whole Nigeria bullshit is, I'm tired of it. Because I lived in the North for a while. I know what I'm saying. When they were doing the Matatina time in the 80s, I know every time you are at work, you are looking over your shoulder. Any small thing, that's Matatina.
Yes. It's not today they started killing us. It is not today.
And you think when the political, the democracy, this is, and the government won't say anything.
It's terrible. It is terrible. It is terrible. My fellow Mwahian, I shall see you in Canada when we arrive in Toronto. Thank you very much. But Chidera will be in touch with you as quickly as possible to finalize all the arrangements. And also, Maureen.
The ex-governor of Igbo Appiah State, he came to London one time and was able to go to House of Ireland in the paper. Can you confirm?
Which house did he go to? You see, that's the thing about as Dr.
No, it was in the newspaper. So yes. I'm thinking it.
Yes.
Real. I don't know.
No. The only African head of state or somebody of importance to address a session of the House of Commons is Nelson Mandela. No other person. That is what Egemba is saying. Yeah. That is what Egemba is saying. People go about claiming that they have been to London, they went here. Newspapers will write any rubbish if you give them money. They wrote he came and addressed the House of Parliament. It's a bunch of lies. I can ask my MP. Anyway, we don't want to go into it. There was a time a while ago when we invited some people we thought they were in the Biafran struggle and showed them to British government officials. Nothing came of it. They could have gone and been boasting and saying, oh, we did this and we did that. Anybody can invite you to Attlee Room, for instance, in the House of Commons to deliver a speech in front of four MPs who are maybe belong to the Nigerian society in the House of Commons. It means nothing. He did not address the parliament. He is not fit. He is not qualified to address a parliament that is answerable to Queen Elizabeth II. It is a bloody lie. It did not happen, and he is not part of what we are doing. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, thank you very much, because what I heard that news is laughable, and we keep on with what you're doing. I like the passion that you bring. Don't relent on that. No matter what, people can criticize what they want. Don't relent on your passion, my friend.
Thank you.
Don't relent on your passion. Bring it to us the way you bring it, and you mix it up with people language. Very, very entertaining out there. You bring the passion out of people. People are being silent, and people are coming out. It's a grander process.
Yes.
And
yes.
I commend you for what you do.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. That was the fellow Omwahian. Of course, I'll have to be a bit partial to him because we were the same place as Chinua Achebe. Most people tend to forget sometimes. Although we grew up in the village, our education was slightly different. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Nandi.
Yes, you sound as if you're in a drum. Can you come out a bit, please? And come.
Yes, can you hear me, Nandi? Good evening.
Good evening is better now. Go ahead.
I have been listening to the Radio Biafra. My name is Samson, speaking from Ireland.
Yes, go ahead.
And I don't want to be angry, to be sincere. I try to keep myself in a better mood. So, but what I don't think we can really quantify, or I don't know how long it will take us to remedy the damage all these greedy politicians have caused us. And the area I just want to comment this evening, if you can really educate our people into that, is the area I heard somebody talking about our brother who just died. It's a pity. So, but I would advise, please, whatever you are really organizing for that brother in his struggle, let it be for the benefit of the wife and the children, not for this so-called befitting burial, where they have turned burial to be celebration instead of a mourning people. They turn it to be celebration, killing 100 cows, 50 cows, rubbish, and eating here, and they're forgetting people, you know, who are there. They don't think about them anymore. They don't care about people anymore. They care about eating and celebration and showing up. That is not mourning, even in the Bible. Even in the Hebrew tradition before, it is not being done like that. Now, I don't know where all this rubbish came, and people learn how to sell their property, sell their land to give befitting burial. People love their loved ones, and they become poor and poorer because they are burying their loved ones. Where on earth Will you hear such a thing happening now? It's only happening in Nigeria. Could you please address this issue so that the people will hear and understand?
Yes, what we are going to, what we are telling people all the time, the same thing touched me. The education of Longinus or Jacob's children is more important to me. The welfare of the wife is more important to me. How she's going to pay the rent where they are living in Aba is more important to me than printing a brochure. I don't want canopy and brochure. I'm not in a position to make those decisions, but my suggestion is very, very simple. Any widow's mite I'll be giving will be going towards making sure that his children are okay, not to go and do befitting burial. God bless you. Thank you very much for calling. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, director, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Yeah, this is John calling from Sweden.
John, great man, great man. You've been doing wonderful work with your wife and putting Sweden together, and we are very happy. She's a very fiery woman, and the more we have her, anytime she speaks, the earth reverberates, because she is very, very formidable. We are glad to have her, that there are people still with the spirit of 1929 in them up until this day. It is a privilege to have her as one of us. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to commend you on the good work you guys are doing. We are very grateful. So,
Go ahead. We are listening. Yes, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay. So I just want to want to inform you that already we have had the same month committee, and we also want you to inform us before the rally, so that we will have enough time to inform the Swedish police, so that they will be aware of what we are planning to do, so that it will be hitch-free for a rally.
Okay, we will do so. Thank you. Your question is important, and the explanation we are giving not just to Sweden but to all the constituted 10-man committee, including Israel as well, Malaysia, Australia, Senegal, United Kingdom here, United States and Canada, is that we will give ample time. What we want to do is to make sure that all these fake news in newspapers, we kill them off. And that means installing our transmitter at home. We must be broadcasting from home. Our people must know what yourself, your wife, everybody in every corner of the world is doing on their behalf. Because they said that we are not united. They say we don't love one another. We have to tell our people back home, they must know this. We are not going to rely on Yoruba newspapers to give our own story anymore. We will not rely on Hausa newspapers to give our story anymore. As we are saying this evening, if we had a newspaper, this nonsense in Vanguard would have been destroyed tomorrow morning. We will write about it and analyze it, and our people will understand. That is why media is important. Media enlightenment is the most fundamental thing we need in this struggle. Without media, we are finished. Once we go, and I must say that we have been to inspect the transmitter. We have seen it.
Yeah.
It will do the business. It will cover the whole of West Africa. It will do the business. We have been somewhere where it's going to be shipped very shortly from. We have seen it, although, of course, help is still needed to try and complete the money to pay them. And we need engineers. These are white people to go down to install it. It is not us only. Yeah. In fact, we are announcing on air, if anybody, I don't know, what would they call engineers that deal with radio and putting things together? I don't know what they call them. But if we have an is it electronic engineers or whatever? Electronic, I believe it is. Electronic engineers to please come forward and help us. We need to go and mount this equipment somewhere nobody will know, because we don't want criminals to go and destroy it and lie and say we don't know that the people came from Niger and destroyed it. P2B will give them money. Nigeria will give them money. They will say, oh, we are Biafrans, they go and destroy it. And they will say, oh, people came from Cameroon to come and do it. No, we want to go and install it. We want qualified electronic engineers to be able to come forward. Our transmitter is ready to go, subject to a few things being finalized and the full amount being completed, which the farmers are taking care of in Australia and speaking to a lot of people to try and help out. So we are moving along those lines. We need our satellite to be up and running. We also need our app installed. So every little message we have will go around the whole world. Nobody will tell our own story. In our lifetime, we will write our own story. That is why Radio Biafra is here. Thank you very much. We'll give you ample time to make arrangements, at least 2 months minimum, to apply for police permission to demonstrate, because we are going to shake the universe. We have said this to them before. Yeah. It's either you give us Biafra or you kill all of us. And we will die with you in our own land. We don't need any apology. We are not apologizing to any idiot. The land is ours. God gave it to us. We are going to take what rightfully belongs to us. If you say no to us, then whatever fate that befalls you, is you merited it. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We have... Let us go to Dr. Egemba. And please see what he makes of what we've been reporting so far and what he's been hearing from listeners. And also the fact that if we had a newspaper... Tomorrow morning, we would have devoted 2-3 pages to destroy this nonsense that was written in Vanguard, to destroy the very premise that Igbo people can go and take money and talk nonsense about the Ezu River. Please, Doctor.
Yes, remember, that is the irony of the whole thing. All these things are happening because we are, majority of our listeners cannot access us because of obvious reasons. If they do, and they are listening to us, what we are saying now, whenever they read anything about Biafra in the newspaper, they will take it with a pinch of salt. They will not just, they will know that. As a matter of fact, just as we said, you do not expect your enemy to report anything good about you. Remember the old saying that, this is exactly what is happening. Now, they know that Biafra's struggle has reached a different stage. We have Radio Biafra and Bileu Human Rights Initiative have elevated it to a different, higher, superior level. And there are some forces within the country that are not happy with it. And they are finding people, unfortunately, within our own mix as well, doing which they can use to undermine what we are doing. And I want you to understand it that way. And that is exactly what is happening. Our guys up, more especially those launching the Human Rights Initiative in Stacey and so on and so forth. Oh, by the way, mention in the passing, Enugu State was launched, I think, yesterday. I was just wondering, why didn't they tell us to announce it and they bring in out more people? And that's by the way. There are people that say that they are now hearing a different story about the Biafran struggle. Some are becoming agitated. This guy is saying, business. You know how people talk. So, knowing that, and they are not happy. Somebody somewhere knows that.
We have a caller calling, please. Say where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, Chicken was from Canada.
There, one more caller. You got it.
Canada is the United Front.
Okay.
Canada, the United. The Biafran souls and Biafran blood.
Mm-hmm.
I have for almost 10 years Hanya Diano, I have Obalandi, Obalawa, brother, Gunji, where it will over the injury. Diana, I want to use with him, Kenya, and Hanta was not their business. So, a word of action in the Mariabana, oh, and this now, I have Ndibu, but their business, Hagin, you were in the West Imba. So, a word of action here.
Okay, we're happy to hear that.
To correct the impression on your corner, Uche Ezuma has never attended his country for the past 20 years.
Mm-hmm. But after we come there, he will attend it.
Yes.
We have to
like get it. Mega sure. We have any divided this thing. And after I've been secretary of Omonna more than 5 years, the assistant secretary again more than 4 years, and all these years there has never been a fashion.
Okay, we are happy to hear that.
And the fashion on the Uchita, but now in Canada, they break down the audit of 20 years of Biafra War Memorial. Only in the US, how incorporated in Yanubula, their business. To sanitize our people, educate our people, to begin to call A as A, Ezioku Gurundo.
Always.
Going forward, it will never happen in Amigo, and we will call them out until they account for any dime they have collected on behalf of Ahandigo.
Yes. No problem. Everything is going to be resolved. Akwai na abia. Eh o kwende na agboso na America, ndi na to ke mezie na America na agboso. But we will unite everybody because we are going. It's your struggle. It's not, it doesn't belong to us.
Onye obula kwonu ti onye echiche nsubu. Inye ndi agun nka bu ndi ti afam onwanye my phone on the line. Inye ndi agwagi. Obidunu has been finally arranged everything na the go.
Okay, we are happy to hear. No,
Unubia, Mandia has not had a fashion magazine. Two games better, Hansani in Abia. We are coming.
Thank you very much, my brother. We are grateful. We want to hear that very positive news. We are very, very happy that things are moving forward. We want to be one happy family. Because a lot of people are under the misunderstanding, the misapprehension that somehow we are quarreling with people. Radio Biafra is not quarreling with anybody. What we are saying is the truth. Ezioku Bondo, we must speak the truth. That is very, very important. If you are using the name of Biafra to commit one crime or the other, we are asking you to please remove yourself from it. It is the same type of nonsense that is fueling Ezu River. Can people imagine what would have happened if we are united as one, not factionalizing left, right, and center? There will be no Ezu River. They can kill us and dump us there because they know that we will do nothing about it. We are reporting this evening that we've received a message from our sister, Ifeoma Linda Chimwoba. Thank you very much. She's writing, hello, director. I'm Ifeoma. She's in Sweden. I'm sending you Ngozi's number. You'll receive very shortly to call her and her husband to be part of the family in Sweden. We are honored to receive this from you. We are very, very grateful. Wherever you are on this panel this evening, this is Radio Biafra. Please don't keep the news to yourself. Go and spread it to your friends and family as well. Because Radio Biafra is for you. It is your radio station. With Radio Biafra, when we speak, they respond to us. Ezu River, they released the report the other day, fake report, and P2B is responding. That goes to show that what your radio station is doing is working. What your radio station is doing is working, and we want it to keep working. We want every voice to be heard. When we finish touring United States and Canada, we will come back. Germany is waiting. Malaysia is waiting. Even Austria is waiting. Italy is also waiting. We have to go there and unite all our families. So when we demonstrate outside, the world will know we've arrived. We took away the words from Dr. Egenba's mouth.
when he was speaking. We shall return to him to please finalize what he was saying and to perhaps draw some inference from what is happening now and how media onslaught will help us to expose the iniquity, to help us expose all the lies that is underpinning the corrupt edifice of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Please, Doctor. Dr. Egemba, we may have lost him. We may have lost him. Is it Badia, please?
Yes, I am, Director.
Please go ahead. In the place of Dr. Egemba, please, can you come in to tell us what you have made of what you have heard so far? Because we seem to have lost him, but I'm sure we'll reconnect him in a short while. Please go ahead.
Yes, just like you said, Director, we are going to visit all these countries to put our people together just before the worldwide demonstration that we are planning, and then to mobilize people towards the actualization of Biafra.
Which is what we are doing. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Turn your system off. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone.
Okay. My name is Charles Obuta. I'm from Nigeria, Igboland, via Anambra State.
And turn your radio off. We can hear ourselves. It makes.
I'm reading the news.
Can you turn it off and talk to us via the phone, please?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead, please.
No, I'm just appreciate. I'm very, very happy I was hearing something like this. So, yes. People.
Thank you. What you need to do is the same way you've heard it, you also go and tell your friends also about it. When you hear about this good news called Radio Biafra, go and tell your friends. This is where you unite. This is where we even settle misunderstanding between brothers and between sisters. And on Radio Biafra, we unite as one family. We unite as a people. What we are not going to unite with is lies and criminality. We don't want criminals in the struggle for Biafra. We want honest, clean, good people moved by the spirit to serve their country in truth and honesty. We don't need lies. We don't need deceivers. We don't need people that will come out. Please, we want Biafra of truth and Biafra of honesty, Biafra of transparency, Biafra that is founded on clear principles of trust, of brotherhood, and of justice. Nothing less will do. We will confront all the criminals and we shall defeat them one by one. I believe we have reestablished contact with Dr. Egemba. Is that correct?
Yes, and then nobody will doubt the importance of media in what we are doing, and it is because of lack of faith that the Yoruba controlled press is using it to their advantage. When anything positive is happening within our movement, they will not report it. How many times have they reported and analyzed the court case going on in our favor? How many times?
They have not even reported the case going on at Owerri High Court. They have not.
Right. What positive have they reported? Now that the indigenous people of Biafra is emerging as a de facto government of the Biafran people that has been recognized, Nigeria have recognized it. Have they reported it? No. But if someone has been paid, has been paid to form an organization, and they've been given money to come out and say something, they will say something about it. And that's why I was telling you that if it is a reputable newspaper, I doubt the reputation of Guardian and the only Nigerian newspaper for that matter. I doubt their reputation. If they are, they should have investigated. They know that even if it is partial, the partial report of the Ezu River has been published, and it is indicated there, although they falsified it, they lied that it's only 19. Okay, let us take that it's only 19. They have identified and said that there are gunshot wounds on those bodies. Have they analyzed the ballistic profile of that wound, the bullet, for what type of gun did it come from? Which group have the capacity, the capability of owning and operating that gun? And so on and so forth before they could report. So this is what investigative journalism is all about. I don't have any atom of respect, regard for any Nigerian publication. call it electronic, call it print media. I don't. So anybody believing it, good luck to them. Unfortunately, very, very unfortunately, our people tend to believe it because they don't have any other alternative. But if we provide them alternative as we are now, that's why I'm happy that there is a little bit of a progress towards getting a transmitter. When our people will have the opportunity to listen direct information, they will listen to the analysis, then they will be able to find out, to discriminate which one is truth and which one is false. Then they will be able to make informed decision. But until then, let them continue to have their freeway, the way is up to them, let them do whatever they like. And for those of us that allow themselves to be used to act against our people, they should know that they are enemies of the state, they are the enemy of the Biafran people. Time will come when we will find them out. Someone from Ireland will say that, why can't we form our own group? Time is coming. They know that when all this while we have been keeping quiet, when we decide to act, when we wake up, they will know that they will know the difference. So let them continue. Those who are doing whatever they are doing, let them continue. Time will come. Not anybody will tell them to stop. They will know that time is up and they have to stop. And if they don't stop, of course, they know what will happen. So our people, we should not give up. We should not give up. And at the same time, we shouldn't give too much credit to what is important.
I agree completely. Let us go. I think we have the great man himself, Uche Mefo, on the line. What would you like to say this evening, please?
Yeah, good evening, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and the director himself. Thank you for the wonderful work you're doing for the Biafran people. First of all, there are a number of things, but most important is the group that has just come out to discredit the autopsy report about our own people that were killed by the Nigerian police. It is very unfortunate that all the evil that is in Nigeria is gradually assuming a different proportion, and they are just shifting to Igbo land. All Igbos are being used now is for dirty jobs. They use them to do dirty jobs. I don't know where this group has come out, the group that called themselves concerned citizens of Nigeria. They said they came from Maso.
No, concerned Igbo citizens.
Concerned Igbo citizens, sorry. They said they were disgruntled and former Mossad members. And these people came out to discredit the autopsy report. And for more indications, these people may have taken money. Somebody may have arranged them. It is a political, it has a political undertone. It is either Anambra State government trying to exonerate himself, or it may come from within Masob. But if it is not Masob, let them come out and discredit this nonsense, because it is very ridiculous, very, very ridiculous. You have about two or three groups now out of Masob saying they were former members of Masob. That's not my problem, but a situation where a group of people will come together and concoct what is indescribable in the history of Igbos, that a number of people were killed, dumped in a Zoo River. The autopsy report came out. Anambra State government was involved to some extent. They knew what was happening. When the autopsy report was released in the first place, they kept it and said they were waiting for the police. After a lot of consultation, they came out and released the ones they will release. Now, the final nail on the coffin of the whole thing is that these people now came out and started publishing nonsense. The names of these people must have to be kept on record. And I don't know whether they are real human beings, because
Uche, please, they are. I know Sonia Opaleke personally. I know him personally. So these people are real.
Yeah, so what do they intend to achieve? Because this is very, very, very unfortunate. They went ahead to apologize to Nigerian police. that what Masol did by accusing them of killing Masol members, or that the Azuriva victims are Masol members, it's not way. They went ahead to say that they know the tactics of Masol, the propaganda and things like that. I mean, when people are doing something, they have to think about the implication. For instance, the autopsy, what autopsy is, the autopsy is saying is different from what they're saying. Now, the question is, in 2004, in 2006, there were, in fact, the last of it was in 2006, a number of Masol members were killed, a number of them were jailed, they were put in prison in different places across Nigeria. Uche. Now, up to date, nobody has accounted for them. Uche, if Nigerian police...
Uche, there's something I want to draw to your attention, please. Can you say Biafrans? Let us stop saying, using the word Masol, it may confuse a lot of people. Because what they are trying to do is to, of course, a lot of people may be accused of being guilty of this very thing, is that we are saying there are still good people who are in Masop out of their own volition, because Masop, they believe, is fighting for Biafra. So we cannot blanket those people and criminalize them. I understand the need for that. Because when you say Masop people, because what they are trying to imply in this article is that they started by saying that Ezu River, they are not Masop members. Then, towards the end of it, they mentioned the names of the people at Ezu River whose bodies were recovered. And their names are here.
Well, I want to clear one thing. I'm not condemning Masol members. I am saying that the people, Masol members, are Biafrans themselves. Good. I am saying that a number of Masol members agitating for Biafra were killed in 2006.
That's correct.
Owing to shoot aside order by Obasanjo, carried out by Peter Obi in Anambra State. And a number of them were also jailed. Up to date, nobody has known where they are. And the question is, if the Nigerian police is saying they don't have any Masol member in their custody, let them bring them out, because their names are out there. If these people that are saying no Masol member is in detention, no Masol member was killed, or no Masol member was detained, let the Nigerian police produce, because a number of them, their names were released, let them come out and say, yeah, we are free. Where are they? So it is very ridiculous that people will just come out to do nonsense job. They come out to do dirty jobs. And these are Igbos being used to destroy Igbos themselves.
It's terrible.
These are Biafrans against Biafrans.
It is terrible. It is terrible.
And so on the issue of condemnation, I'm not condemning Masol members for anything. No, I understand.
I'm saying you're not. I'm asking you to use the word Biafrans. It makes life easier for us. If they kill these people in the line of duty, people going to represent us, they become Biafrans. We cannot compartmentalize them by putting them in any particular group, because they're fighting for us. The shoot at sight happened when they were agitating to free us, regardless of what the circumstance around them may have been. Because this what they're trying to do is to lend credence to the fact that a lot of them are involved in criminal. That's what they said here. The police have obviously agreed or concurred with them that these people, including Philip Wampa, and who is living at Uguoba, and what's the name of the other people here, Vincent Hilo, and the name of the other people and two others, where they went for armed robbery. That's what they're saying. Is here, they said they died in a shootout with the police. That's what the report is saying. This is the testimony of people that used to belong in the same organization. That is why when we say that you have to be as pure as snow, people don't understand the implications. If any organization is that transparent, is very clear in terms of its objectives, there will be no need for people to be breaking ranks all the time. But please stay where you are. We have somebody waiting very, very patiently on the phone. They've been waiting for a while. Please, you just stay where you are, because we need to get what you have to say on this. It's very important. The caller on the phone, you've been waiting for a while. Please give us your name, please.
Yeah, my name is Uche Ezuma. I'm just calling, come respond on my brother from Canada that I just called earlier.
Yes. Are you going to respond now, or can you wait until we get to Toronto? Can you wait until
we That's fine. I just wanted to find out because that's my matter today.
No. We'll resolve all of this.
I can wait. Yes, no problem.
Please.
Because if you can please give me this information so that we can coordinate.
That's better.
Because I'm a meeting that I'm going tomorrow to create the awareness because I don't know how many people that know that you are coming so that we can begin to dialogue from there.
Okay, I'll send it to you. I'll do that. I'll send Chike's number to you.
Because after that, I've not been to meet you for 20 years. I've only been here for 3 years, so I don't know what is going on.
But you are not...
Therefore, Memoria, I was the president of the network.
Okay.
The family has said, I've taken a break for a while, but I'm not coming in.
That's so, good.
Because here I wouldn't want to know why not, yeah? I wouldn't have a question, that's fine.
That's good.
Yes. Because anything to do with Biafra, there shouldn't be any passion.
That is good. That is
what
good.
So that's what I want to go ahead on.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I am honored by your magnanimity. We shall wait until we get to Toronto and then we resolve the problem. We have the caller on Skype. You've been waiting, Michael, patiently all this while. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Michael, please go ahead. The world is hearing your voice. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, please. The only thing I want to ask is I have been trying to add people on Facebook, but I'm finding it so difficult. So I sent my data to you so that you and my password so they can help me and add some people and my friends and you know.
Thank you very much. You have shown a lot of trust by doing this, and we shall honor it accordingly. We are trustworthy because this is Radio Biafra founded on the cardinal principle of truth and honesty. We will use it and judiciously, and then we'll return back to you and when obviously inform you when we have finished adding all your friends to our Facebook page. This reminds us, Michael has taken this so seriously that he's sending us his details, his Facebook login. We're not asking you to do that. Please, if you don't trust us enough, don't do that. This is what Carol helps us with when she comes to the studio. We want to have up to 1 million people on Facebook. If we don't, how can we convince the world and get... If you cannot add your friends on Facebook, how can you come out for demonstration? It's very simple. This is the least you can do for Biafra. You have not. You are not contributing towards sustaining Radio Biafra. You are not contributing towards the transmitter. You are not contributing towards the satellites we are going for. You have not contributed towards the app on the phone. You are not contributing towards the satellite radio. What are you doing? You are not contributing towards the printing press. What are you doing as a Biafran? Please, the least you can do is to go to Facebook, add your friends. Don't be ashamed. Don't be a coward. Please don't be afraid, because if you are afraid of Biafra, Biafra is a spirit. It will run away from you. Biafra only come to people that welcome it. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I hope you have seen it now, because I sent
it.
Okay.
We have it, yes, we have it already. Thank you very much. We have it. Let's go back to Uche Mefo to please conclude what he was telling us about this very very harrowing, very painful development, where there seems to be recrimination, conspiracy, undermining of one another that is stopping us from moving forward. Please, Uche.
Yes, as I was saying before, all the evils that are being used to do hearted job, especially the one that hurts evil interest and by extension the Biafran consciousness, must be taken care of, because the problem is not necessarily Nigeria, the problem is within us. We are our greatest enemies. Now, there are a number of issues here. The mass of members who are agitating for Biafra, and by extension they are Biafrans, that were detained, some of them were killed, and now this issue of Isurova must be accounted for. I don't know what the leadership of Masob is doing. All the finances, all the human resources at their arsenal, at their disposal, should be used to defend their members, because freedom fighting, nonviolent movement, nonviolent agitation for any cause, and in this case Biafra, cannot just be like that. They have the right to self-defense. Nonviolence does not mean that they don't have the right to self-defense. The leadership of MASOB cannot be sacrificing MASOB members on the other of fighting for Biafra, you must use the resources you have, the monthly dues that NUSA members are paying, the special fines they pay, special contribution they make should be devoted to caring for their own defense as well, because it can't, when you bring up mass of members on the streets, you go and hide somewhere or you go and get yourself protected, and then they are killed by the police, and at the same time you are not taking care of them. The leadership of MASOP must be held accountable. If they are not going to protect their members, then it is as good as abandoning and banning that group. The leadership of MASOP is wholly responsible for the death of MASOP members because they are exposing them to danger. It does not mean that when you're fighting for a non-violent agitation or a non-violent struggle that you cannot protect your members. You have the right to self-defense, and they have enough money, enough finance, enough resources at their disposal to do this. They should direct effort towards defending their members, because you cannot fight a war of this magnitude, you cannot take on a struggle of this magnitude and leave yourself defenseless. You have to defend yourself. It does not mean that you every day you carry Biafra flag, you carry stick and you walk around.
It's terrible.
When the real war comes, you run away. You protect yourself.
Yes, it's very
simple. And ordinary people, ordinary young Biafran men,
they are dying.
And then after dying, some of them are detained. You don't do anything. You don't even make any consistent effort to fight for them, for their release.
Hello?
This is very unfortunate.
It is, yes.
Enough.
Let's take this call. Yes, please go ahead. Your name, please, and where you're calling from. Yes.
Hello, good evening. This is Edo.
Yes, go ahead.
Yesterday, you know, we are two here. We are two people here. But one is one cannot speak. You know, there was a time we got wrote message saying that somebody is a stammerer, so she cannot speak. You know.
Mm.
So my problem now is I speak on behalf of this person. Her name is Juliet. Okay, yesterday we were trying to find out where is this Facebook that lady from Australia married by a Nigerian person opened for women.
Yes. It is called Native. I have forgotten, honestly, this is lazy. Lazy journalism, but if you bear with me, I should be able to find it. This is lazy. It's inexcusable. I should be able to have the information offhand. I'm sure I should be able to find it. If I look for it, it is called... I have lost it. I don't have it here with me. I do apologize. We have very...
No, I thought that lady said... She said her name was Adamma. Adamma. That's is that right. True?
Yes, her name is Adamma. Yes, it's her name. Yes.
Okay. What the lady's name is Adamma. Then, how... I think she mentioned something, a branch. Look at what she said. She said Malaysian branch for native Biafra. Is that true?
Yes. And you have it already, yes.
No, but the problem is that we tried this thing online. We could not get. And another thing, again, I can see on our website is that this thing is keyed. There is key on top of it. I don't know what it really means. If they keyed us off not to go inside the website, or in fact, I try to click on that key. They said it is just protection. It's a protection for. But in fact, we have been finding it very difficult to enter. In fact, it is too much. So I want somebody to tell me how. Is it possible for us to enter into the Facebook and at least that lady could
register? It depends on your name on Facebook. Can you text us your name on Facebook? It will be added. I thought I was losing it. The name of the group is called Malaysia Branch for Native Biafran Women and Women Married to Biafrans. It is there. So if you go...
Okay. Now, you see, and even yesterday on this very number, plus 447-831-308376, on the website here, we try to make a text message to you. In fact, I posted it. They told me that the line is failed. The reason we don't know why.
Okay, there's no. You don't have any problem. What I'm going to do is I will take it upon myself to call you after this program is finished. I will quietly talk you through how you can do it. The Facebook page is Malaysia Branch for Native Biafran Women and Women Married to. If you want to find it, if you log into your Facebook page, even if you type in Native Biafran, the page will come up. Write Native.
What did you say?
Write Native Biafran. Native.
Okay.
Biafran. The full name. Well, will come up.
Okay, that's all right. But the problem is that I'll be waiting for you, you see. I'll be waiting if you could give me more information about how we could. And again, they say add your friends. We don't really know what friend is that. Is it the friend on the website already
on
or outside people?
All your friends on Facebook, you add them. Even those outside, you tell them about us on Facebook so they can come and join us.
Because of poverty now. As poverty is on now, not everybody has what we are talking about now, like you said, computer. Even this computer is not owned by us. It's owned by my husband, the husband of this lady I'm talking about. So we are just using it when we come here, we put our name and this and that, because the lady is just friendly, you know?
Okay, what I want you to do is that you're doing it for Biafra. If it means, all we're asking is don't steal. What we're saying, wherever you have to go and borrow a computer to do something, you go and borrow and do it. Anything you can do for your country. Can't you be a spy for your country? You can be. It's women that are spies for that. If you can be a spy, take your husband's property and serve Biafra. After you go and put it back, you're starting to learn how to be a good spy. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll call
That's
you.
All right. Thank you. I'm expecting your call.
Of course. I'll give you a call. Thank you very much. Is Dr. Gemba still there, please, to bring this program to an end? Please, yes? Dr. Gemba, are you there? We have lost him. Please, Uche, are you there to please help bring this program to an end?
Yes, I am here. But I also want to raise another important issue. The issue of Biafra actualization, Biafra agitation, Biafra independence has been used by a number of people to whoop up sentiments, to whoop up a number of religious hate and discrimination. What is going on Radio Biafra website now, Facebook page, is not something to write about. If anybody disagrees with that, that's my own opinion, that Biafra, Radio Biafra, is not about religious struggle. It is about independence of Biafra. It is about fighting for the rights of indigenous people of Biafra. People are using Radio Biafra platform to propagate religious hate, to propagate Christian.
Yes, go ahead.
Propagate Christian versus Muslim struggle, which is very, very out of place from my own perspective. This is not the principal thing we are doing. This is not the primary objective of Biafra agitation. This is not the primary objective of Radio Biafra. As a matter of fact, there are Biafrans who genuinely convert to Islam. Islam or Muslim did not come to a Biafra land to fight Biafrans and then impose their religion on them. It is ourselves, our brothers and sisters, who allow them to come in. Just as we have Christians in northern of Nigeria, even though they are killing Christians there, it is not the primary objective of Biafra to begin a religious struggle where we have not achieved our political independence, which is the ultimate. That is my own perspective on that. To me, it's not the right thing. This is a distraction.
Yes, it is a distraction, and we will not accept or condone in any way, shape, or form any shred atom of anti-Semitism. I have said it before, and I will say it again. Uche, what do you expect of somebody born of a woman impregnated by a Hausa person? They will think like Hausa people. So I don't want you to see people. There are people walking about. You know when we used to go to market in those days, they used to frighten us as children. They will tell us that if you go to the market, I don't know for other people, they say that the ghosts and spirits come to the market as well. That if you go to the market and if you bend down and try to look between your legs and look backwards, you will see people who are walking upside down and they'll come and slap you and you will die. There are people who are demented. They look normal, but they are not normal. They answer Oguchukwu, Obinna, but inside them is Muhammad and Abdulrahman. They are not your type or my type. They are not our people. So they will bring anti-Semitism with them. No Igbo person can be anti-Semitic. I have asked them a very simple question they have not answered, which is a subject and for debate another day. If we are not related to the Jews, can anybody tell me why we conduct circumcision on exactly the same day, the 8th day? Nobody can answer that question. Is it a pure coincidence? Or is that some kind of connection? You see, we have proven, whilst in Israel, we know that 83% of our customs and our traditions are biblical. They are in the Bible. So what other is it? I don't know what we do with it.
There are no right thinking person can throw away that connection. However, for the benefit of doubt, if anybody is saying there is no relationship, let that person come up with a superior proposition and let us see it. But rather than it is rather unfortunate that people are trying to force their opinion on people. Their own self-made theories or hypotheses, bringing it out and forcing it on people without it being tested. As far as I know, I have conviction that we have relationship with the way of life, between our way of life and that of the Jews, because there are a number of things they do and we do it. It didn't start today. It is as ancient as our people. It is as ancient as man. So, people who are coming on the forum or using Radio Biafra platform to promote anti-Semitism must watch their back. Radio Biafra is not that platform for that. And on a personal note, I will continue to fight against anybody that is doing that. Ideologically, and otherwise.
Yes, I agree with you completely. And anybody, if you post anything anti-Semitic on Radio Biafra Facebook page, you'll be banned. You will not come back there again. We don't want buffoons and idiots who cannot read. If you cannot read the Bible,
you promote religious hate.
No. We don't want anybody to hate anybody. That is not what we're in the business for. If you want to hate somebody else, what we hate is virulent, militant, jihadist Islam. We are not against Islam as a religion, and we cannot be. It's a great religion for people. We're not against Buddhism. We're not against Hinduism. We're not against Sikhism. We're not against even Cherubim and Seraphim. We're not against Celestial Church. Because, in fact, they're not churches anyway, they're cults. Nobody's against them. You can do whatever you like with your faith. Organ Achigima, you can do. If you want to get up in the morning and be banging your head on the brick wall saying you're praying, it's your business. It's nothing to do with me. But what I say is that we cannot tolerate any manner of hate. We are a tolerant people. Biafra will be tolerant. When we get Biafra, if the Sultan of Sokoto wants to come and claim asylum in Biafra, we'll give him asylum in Biafra. Because we are open, tolerant people. If the whole of Saudi Arabia wants to come to Biafra to be free, we will set them free. All we are asking them to do is to respect, live and let live.
on that note to bring the program this evening to an end. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Uche, for your very marvelous contribution and for pointing us in the right direction that this is Radio Biafra. We don't tolerate any hate of any sort. The only people we hate are those killing us, those lying in the name of Biafra, those cheating in the name of Biafra. Wherever you are this evening, we feel that you have learned a lot and we have also learned a lot from you. This is your radio station, the only type of its kind anywhere in the world, where the truth is spoken, where people are held accountable. Join us on Facebook. Don't be afraid. Why are you afraid? We are going to court on the 25th. So why should you be afraid? This is Radio Biafra. God bless you all. 7 p.m. tomorrow. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. Goodbye. Sunday, make any fair.